Foggy, welcome to episode 8 of the BDB podcast. Had to go a bit of Northern Irish, so bring it up a bit.
I like it, Chris, I like it.
I did. I brought the Foggy to the podcast.
The people know. The people may think we're normal Irish.
Okay, I'll find my chair. It's okay, I'm okay.
That's a great way to start. So yeah, as you can tell, we've got Ty with us because he needs to fill up his chair.
Come out, stab us.
Fuck, what?
What does that mean? What?
Out of a keeping
yours.
You
said dick in your mouth.
Reenacting your weekend.
Huh? We have Gerardo.
Hey, how's it going?
Also known as Grandpa G.
Look for pussy, right, okay. Bitch nigga.
And, Selby.
Self-proclaimed king of the gypsies.
Self-proclaimed, that's important to remember.
That is. You can call yourself whatever you want, as long as you put self-proclaimed in front of it.
All due respect, you're an asshole.
Yeah, all due respect.
That's another one. You can say whatever you want, as long as you put with all due respect in front of it.
As long as that's so.
Yeah,
so exactly. This is going to be a slightly shorter episode because we are currently
tired.
We're tired and we're also trying to reserve space and possibly going to be moving our hosting soon. So we're just trying to keep everything as short as possible to make the movie easier.
We might as well say that
we're starting off
with a website. Yeah, start with that. Might as well.
Okay, BDB website coming soon.
Oh,
yep.
Tell me more.
What is this wonderful deal you're telling us?
That's what we're talking about. We'll have a website soon, that's it.
Essentially we'll have a website where all our episodes will be uploaded to. We'll be uploading them to there instead of our current hosting provider, so
we can
that
do some other fun for
them. What about the drugs? Are the drugs going to be sold on there? Or?
Drugs are complimentary.
Oh, see? That's why I love our website.
That is totally being taken care of on Ty's end. If you would like drugs, please email Ty. His email address is on the website.
Yeah. Alright, well, we're gonna have a voting thing. We're gonna choose top three drugs. We got heroin, ecstasy, acid, marijuana. Fucking.
Say that again.
You choose a contemplador. I figure out the quality. You know, Puerto Rico, Guatemala, Conchito, Mojito, Brazil, and I bring the best drugs.
Say my one again.
What?
Say my one again.
Marijuana.
We'll share our website on like our Facebook page and all of our different places when it's up and running. Might as well give a shout out to my cousin Sebastian.
Shout out to Bossy. Yeah, Sebastian.
Shout out Derek Rose, man, that nigga tight.
Who's Derek Rose?
Basketball player.
Yeah, website thing. So we're looking for that. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Thanks, you make it sound not fun.
So. Yeah, that'll be fun. I mean,
it should be done like the next week.
You're like an Indian kid inviting someone to like a hardcore party. You know, it'll be fun. And you get there, it's gonna be like a curry and some weird ass Indian drink you don't wanna drink, and they're just gonna sit there all day talking to his parents who should be there in the first place. And he's like, so how do you like Ahmad? Oh, well, you know, he's a great guy. He said he was gonna be a rager tonight. But right now, all I see is his dad, his mom, and his 16 brothers.
Ty, did this happen to you?
No.
It sure did.
Ty, do you know what? It's fucking 2 in the morning here in the real part of the world, so we're all getting tired.
Yeah, well,
be over fucking a few days.
What the fuck happened to
the image of the old web, like the website while my cousin was working on it, just as like a what it's going to look like thing on the Facebook page now.
And if I say now, as if it's going to be live.
Yeah,
well, it'll be there by the time people listen to this.
Yes.
What it is.
What it is. That's so. You find where that's from.
I'm kidding.
No.
In the first episode.
It wasn't the first episode.
No, that was the first. Oh no, I wasn't in the first one. The first one I was in. So the first real episode.
Episode 2, was it? I don't know. That's the one that stuck.
The one that I wasn't in, the real first one, was the prologue.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So I suppose you're just getting some news and stuff here then, so we can,
That sounds like a fantastic idea, Lion. Continue.
I reckon I'm
gonna be the enthusiasm of this podcast. Let's do it!
The best thing is probably Pokemon.
Yes! Let's do it!
Pokemon, actually, myself.
Oh, God, it's hot!
Ty just burned himself.
Oh, thank God. Ty burned himself on his fucking hookah pipe.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't thinking. I touched the bowl thinking, oh yeah, there's hot coals next to it. There's no way that little tiny part right next to the coals is hot. I touch it. Fucking burning. Don't lie.
I took you burn. That's a clever segue from Pokemon.
Hope you have some boom.
So, about fire types.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah, there's one.
So far there's one.
Fuck that, I'm interested in electricity type. It looks ballin'.
I remember every single Pokemon game, my whole team was made up of dark and ghost types and
bullshit.
And the first Pokemon game? So you just have like three Gengars?
Huh?
In the first Pokemon game, you only had... Oh, wait. Dark types weren't even in
Pokemon. Exactly. That's bullshit.
Huh? Well, when I could. I remember I had a team of Houndooms.
That's the second Pokemon.
Gengar. I remember Crobat.
Well, Ty has an amazing memory. He can remember three Pokemon.
Crobat.
I'll tell you about my team. I already mentioned Farfetch. I had a Crobat. I had a Houndoom. I had a,
Crobat's
Oh, what was his name? What were the... What was his name? It starts with an S. One of my favorites.
Oh, like now is it done?
Yeah.
Double I.
It was... It had red hair. It was... It was...
Double I?
Okay. No, not Stable Eye. It's purple, pussy. It's a black Pokemon.
Purple Eye is fucking purple. No, wait. Stable Eye is fucking purple.
Yeah, no. The Pokemon's black.
Oh.
How long? Give him time. He'll get to the
Evil? No, it's not
Smeagol. No. Let him go.
Evil.
No, stop. No, let him go.
Let me think.
So it'll be alright, but let him go.
Okay.
Thoughts come to me.
Okay. Ty is now talking to his subconscious.
Conscious is DMX. It's just a DMX album running consciously.
Let us know when you give up, Ty.
Well, stop asking it, then. It's not going to help you.
Huh. What is it, damn it?
Oh, we know.
You know what's funny? Is he's sitting in front of his computer with access to the internet.
You know, you guys are something else.
Yep, I something
said, you actually said to him, okay.
Andy didn't know. I at one point, Ty, I told you what it was.
What do they call the second generation? Is it second generation?
Generation
2? It would be the second generation, Ty.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Gold and silver.
Okay, I'm going to find it. Just give me 2 seconds. Well, that's racist.
So is your fear.
They called the city Black Moon City. And you know, everything was black and it's just racist.
Oh my god,
they call it Yellow City? Racist Asian people.
How you put the N word
in there? Am I just racist thinking yellow people are Asian? Maybe the world's racist. Okay, I found the page. Hold on. I'm scrolling.
Before we actually haven't discussed the original news that we actually probably
know. Oh, no, it's fine. This is better. Because it's right, still being factual. Don't know what it's called.
It's not Murkrow. It looks not... No, actually, it doesn't look like Umbreon at all. No, there's Houndoom. I found it. Hold on. God damn it! It's not here! Wait, where is it? Oh, here it goes. A Sneasel!
Yay!
Fucking...
You only said it like 5 minutes ago, Selby.
I know, God.
Alright, anyway.
I shared it in 3 times.
I know.
Before we just laugh at Ty some more.
Haha, Ty.
You think Sneasel's gonna be an X and Y? I hope.
You can hope what you want.
So yeah, things you found out, we've got 4 new Pokemon announced.
So excited about Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, I'm just sad as a panda, so Craig will be happy.
You're getting sad one. As a panda?
Getting one, nicknaming a Poe.
Pokemon X.
I want to get the goat and then call him Go-Goat.
Whatever
floats your goat. That's a good. Fucking good. Now,
how do I know which ones were the new Pokemon? Oh, there we go. I found it. Next one, new Pokemon.
I like the fact that you can ride the goat.
Yeah,
but you can only get on the goat in that city, though.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that Pandy Pokemon looks like a fucking awesome baller thing.
Although, it did say in the description, and possibly other places.
Yeah.
So there may
possibly
be other
places, yeah.
Guaranteed electric type evolves into something sick as hell.
Yeah, I think it looks awesome.
Think about Luxray. Luxray is fucking sick.
Oh yeah, that's true. It'll be like the early Relectric, and then the little Robin Bird Pokemon will obviously be the Pidgeotto equivalent.
I reckon it's gonna be a fire.
Do you think that Xerneas thing is going to be like one of that retardedly OP Pokemon that has like Jesus stats, legendary?
Jesus stats?
You know what I'm talking about, right? The last one and the new one?
Are you suggesting Jesus was a fucking Pokemon? Deer,
and it's just like godlike, what beyond the... godlike, and it's just like if you have him in a party, you just like, it's like playing as Deadpool, a Deathstroke.
Are you talking about Arceus?
Yeah, that one.
Arceus.
Okay. Arceus. No, it's pronounced Arceus.
I don't
the god of all Pokemon. You're
yeah.
describing
yeah,
the god of all Pokemon.
Yeah, but you gotta think about balance at times like this. Balance in America. You know?
You've seen the stage of Americans. They found it incredibly hard to balance before they toppled over.
Got them.
I did. Like, it was fucking god.
A little,
yeah.
little bit.
Let that one thing.
Ireland's like fucking northern Africa.
What?
Is it though?
Is it really?
No, not at all. We would kill for that weather. You know what we would get for northern? I would love to live in northern Africa.
Well, that's some crazy weather today.
You guys kill because someone took down a flag.
Hey.
Yeah. Don't start.
Relevance?
I'm sorry.
Watch the strings attach. Kaboom, they just attached. Oh, I'm a genius. Okay, keep going.
I can't hear you over our free healthcare.
Oh my god, you guys are serious. It is Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
I am totally gonna catch one of these just to name him Go-Gurt.
That's what I said.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, well, the other thing as well, they also showed off.
Apple Go-Gurt.
Yeah, the other thing, they also showed off the fact that you can, like, pick your different player
skin
model
tones.
Now as well.
No, it's skin tones.
Yeah. It's skin tones and hair colors, yeah. That's it. You have a choice of the three options.
What?
He plays a black guy?
He's not black, he's like slightly tan.
I really hope you can't play.
I want a black guy named Tyrone, so it'll be my alternate me in a Pokemon universe.
Tyrese?
Thuggin' is a motherfucker. Every time someone fucks me, I'll just come out with straight fighting types, and the only move they'll know is Sucker Punch. I'll just be Sucker Punch niggas all day.
Sucker Punch and Swagger.
Kylie's seriously worried about Pokemon
yeah,
being
Yeah, Sucker Punch and Swagger. Minutes. Confusing niggas with my Swagger, and then Sucker Punch and all the confused. Bitch off! Ho! Who's off! Ho! Just like that.
I was really worried about Pokemon being racist 10 minutes
ago.
Have we talked about that story before?
I don't think so. Ty, you can tell that story.
Have we talked about the story we got fucking robbed?
Which one? The one where I got robbed and I got robbed, or the one where I got robbed and I almost ran like three black kids over?
Which ran three black kids over?
Both.
No, I forgot there was two stories. Might as well tell both of them. Yeah. Tell the first one.
Wait,
okay.
Tight,
wait.
Right. Trying to be as least racist as possible.
I'm not racist. You guys are racist. Oh,
shut the fuck up, you're not racist. Right.
So, one cloudy day, I'd say. It was pretty cloudy. I was walking, as you know, school ended, I was just in my iPod, you know, jamming out my thuggin' DMX music, being right with me, Hail Mary nigga. So I was walking down the basketball courts. I know, black people in basketball courts, correlation or something. But I was walking down the basketball court, and...
At least you tried, eh?
All of a sudden, this one guy hit me in my shoulder, like thumped me in my shoulder, and I was like, yes? And he didn't say anything, and he just walked past me. I was like, okay, I guess he just bumped into me with his fist. So, I kept walking down, and then he did it again. And I'm like, dude? And then I was just like, whatever, I just kept walking. And then he did it hard the other time. And I was just like, I didn't even say anything. I'm like, you know what? I should probably get out of here. So as I keep walking out, this other kid, the second black kid, pushed me because you know they travel in packs. So one of them
my God.
Oh, geez.
Another one pushed me. I was just like, what the fuck? And then the kid hit me in the shoulder again. I was like, what the hell's going on? A third one comes in, punches me in my face. And I'm like, what the fuck? So they're all three of them trying to beat the shit out of me. And then while I'm like occupied with this, one black kid, like, straight out Kenya, fucking going fast, ran, pulled out my iPod from the cable, and plucked out of my thing, and then the other three black kids just dispersed. Because, you know, once one leaves, all of them just disperse. Because they can't be alone. It can't be just one nigga. All right, so then I'm just like, what the fuck? And then I got my phone stolen. And the second time I got robbed... This time I was prepared with the Jeep with steel bumpers ready to peel a nigga on the street. So I was driving my car down the street, you know. I was looking for this area. I couldn't find it. So I was just like, yo, fuck it. So I just went down this hood-ass area. And all of a sudden, three black kids come into the middle of the street. And I'm just like, okay. And they stop right in front of my car. And then, well, not right in front, you know, like...
Just to clarify, you have a Jeep that doesn't have, like, a top or anything, does it?
That day I'm fine because it was raining.
All right. Okay.
So my top was up.
Pretend to buy some cloth.
So my top was up, and so I was just looking at these kids like, what the fuck? And then as they started getting off their bike, started coming towards me, I turned my Jeep into four-wheel drive. I just started revving completely. I just kept revving. Like, I pushed as far as possible. They were, like, looking at me, like, weird. And then I just took off right for them. My car jumped. The front two wheels jumped up a little bit. And I just took off right for them. And I was smiling, too, like a boss. And then two of the kids jumped off. One kid threw his bike and jumped away. Yeah, that was a day. I almost killed three black people.
I would just, can I just go back and say this?
There were five, then I could have gotten a splatter spree, but...
Can I go back and say the views of Ty do not reflect the views of the entire BDB cast?
Good call.
And,
hey, I love black people, just not the ones that try to rob me.
That's fair.
It's the fact that you say the N-word so many times...
I love all Asian people, just not the ones that know karate.
So, an Asian person that knows karate, but it's really nice, you wouldn't like him.
As long as he knows karate on my side. No dragon stance.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Either crane stance or that one stance Goku uses.
Okay.
Can't be, or the Dragon Ball Evolution movie, he's doing Urban, and with pisses me and Chris off.
Yeah, fucking wind, man.
Fucking wind powers. We think wind powers would be the worst power in the world to have.
Why?
Oh no, a mildly annoying gust.
Imagine if it was really hot one day.
Oh joy, fuck. But then Aquaman would be better even than that season. Like,
what
you,
about?
Know, you don't start with ultimate wind powers, you start with shitty wind powers and you gotta work them up.
Yeah, you know? Dude. That's when you start. That, you know how you work up those wind powers? Oh no, bird. He was about to fall down.
Why wouldn't you just buy one of those candles and keep relighting itself and just. Oh, it's back.
Maybe
oh, it's
just
back.
Wind powers to blow that dick out your mouth one day.
But then I tried to, but your dick was still attached to you, so you just, you know, you were enjoying it too much.
That's the power of rocket powers.
I don't know.
Okay, we should probably move on before this fucking gets.
But you know what I always wonder?
Weird.
You know what I always wonder? You know those candles that keep relighting?
Yeah.
What if there's a fire in the factory that makes those?
God damn.
And the fireman show up.
That's the part where you just stick your head in the ground like an ostrich.
Yeah, just get the fuck up.
Let's just all ignore this one, lads. Let's just look away. Let's just look. They show up, they put it out, and they all be like ready to go home, and all of a sudden it lights again. And everyone's mildly amused for the first three times, and then it just starts to get really annoying, and no one can have any cake.
I fucking hated those things as a kid.
I know, me too. And
your parents would laugh at you, and just like, I want to eat my fucking cake. Get rid of this thing now.
You know what's great? Everyone that does it thinks they're funny as fuck and are the first people to ever do it.
Yeah, and you're like...
They all think that they're so original. It's like, God. It's like, there's a factory out there somewhere that if it is lit on fire, will not be able to be put out because of these things.
You just fart.
You think this is a fucking game.
We're sort of going in circles here with this. Yeah, so...
No, not circles. It's more of a,
Oblong spheroid.
No, I would say more of a... Starts with an H... It's a type of graph. It's x squared. You know the graph when you have x squared? God damn it.
Give him
got
time.
The internet in front of people.
Give him time.
Hold on. I got this. Let me type it.
You got shit.
Google
on. X. Oh, God damn it. How do you make a square on your fucking... God. I was going to put x graph.
Four lines of equal length.
Well, I got this. I got this. What's they called? What's they called?
Exactly, learning himself.
Parabola! Didn't start with an H. This stands for parabola. Alright, we start up here, we're going downhill, but it'll get back up sometime.
My god.
Oh, god.
Or it's more like an upside down parabola where we started at the bottom, then we went up, and then we started.
Yeah,
back
Chris,
up.
Probably should, like, shift on, because we're limited.
I mean, it's okay, because, Maxim made an Illigu's warm up.
It's
oh joy, fucking pull me back.
Did they add what is loots? Are there any sloots?
It's an overrun map, which is supposed overrun was okay, was like the good thing.
Overrun was the only good thing about that game.
What about
yeah. Even at that, people just learned how to camp it, so.
I won't.
Yeah, as well, it sort of, it had like breaking features if you had a good team.
Even if you didn't have a good team, as long as everyone picked the same class, that was it.
Yeah.
And the two best classes were Bird and Ticker.
Just Engineer and Ticker,
yeah.
Yeah,
we don't really need to stay on
this. We discovered that in the beta.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't really need to stay on this topic.
That's all it
like
is.
Max,
new Gears World map. you fucking burned yourself nice, again. Though. He did. He burned himself again. He did.
Oh, fuck. I'm picking up coals in my hand.
See,
oh, fucking
see.
Hurt.
He's
still doing it.
I think
he's
not doing it. Like, coal container.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Hold on.
The irony is he can't get the fire right now.
We're laughing at him. He's going to burn to death.
He's going to burn to death. And he lives in an expensive house, so that'll be hilarious.
Hold on a minute. Oh, fuck!
He did it again!
You're so fucking retarded.
Ah, hold on. Fuck.
Can we continue on? Just let him catch up to this.
Yeah, I think we should just, you know, so we'll shift into like our industry news a little bit. The co-developer of Time Gate Studios was shut down today. They are the people who co-developed Aliens Colonial Marines.
Do you realize you said the developers of Time Gate, and then you said Time Gate shut down? Whatever.
Alright, sorry, I read that wrong.
Tick two.
Sorry, I was about
to... Go.
Tick two. The co-developers of Alien Colonial Marines Time Gate Studios were shut down today.
Here we go. Do you have it down from D?
I have it written in front of me, but I didn't.
Hey, sorry. Can you guys pause it for a second?
Oh. No.
You can just catch up, it's fine.
I just go catch up later.
But yeah.
Like he always does.
Even though Alien sold, like, 0.3 million, whatever it was, it's not as really surprising the studio that helped it shut down. But, like, no way Gears shut down because they're so big, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, they sold 20 million, but that was because of the Alien fans, not because it was a good game.
20 million? I'll see a 20 million from Selby.
Well, did you not say they sold 20 million?
1.3 or something?
Well, the
20 million is ridiculous to sell games copies.
Well, you're fucking lagging, Garrett. I can't hear half of the things you're saying. So, 1.3 million. That was because people were Alien fans, not because it was a decent game.
Yeah, that's essentially it. You're riding a franchise. You are going to make a good profit, but nobody's going to like your fucking game if it's a piece of shit.
Should we be concerned about Ty?
Nah, fuck him.
In all honesty, why bother? Because we can't do anything to help.
That is true.
I'll give you that one.
He lives in America, so we gotta
help. Sympathy was out to you burning over there, but I can do fuck all about it.
I'm going to understand. I hope Ty hasn't burned to death.
Yes.
He is quiet at the moment, so it's slightly worrying, but...
I cannot wait to hear what he says when he comes back, though. That's going to be great.
But yeah... That's one thing I want to discuss. Is like, I don't know why Aliens is still... I know people were excited from like the old footage and stuff, but if I see it's an Aliens or Predator game, I'm sort of like...
On the fence about it.
On the fence, because like Predator was good with Concrete Jungle. Aliens was supposed to be good with this one, but it's sort of like, meh, Aliens game, I'm saying.
You guys should be more responsible, not let me do that.
What the fuck did you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
I dropped the coal.
I didn't call it.
Yeah.
I would like to say, you know, Predator Concrete Jungle was awesome. I would like to see a Predator game like up on
Concrete
the
Jungle was good.
Yeah,
I like the original Alien vs Predator game that was on PC.
Yeah, that was
remember
awesome.
Me pitch shit at that.
But then, like that one they did on console, absolutely fucking horrible. Like the one with the three campaigns and stuff.
Yeah. I played the Predator campaign, which I enjoyed. The Marine one, which was more like a shitty FPS ripoff.
But then, like, they tried to mix the multiplayer with the three classes, but it was literally like, humans get shit on by predators and aliens. Aliens get shit on by predators. Predators fucking shit on everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like, the predator had so many insta-kill weapons, it was like, what the fuck's the point of me even playing this?
Exactly. I want to see a predator game on the scale of Grand Theft Auto, where you're just a predator, and you get to go around, like, on the target.
Jumps too.
Oh, did I tell you guys I'm back?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Where were I?
Oh. I'm back. Hello.
Oh, hey, Ty. Where were you?
Wait, what happened?
I think I burnt my fucking hand. It hurt. I burnt it all over. I started picking up coals because it was too slow to pick them up tongs.
Well, how did you fuck that up so badly?
Did I make fun of me because I'm cooler than you?
Oh, yeah, that's the problem here, Ty.
Yeah, so...
Make fun of you because you pick up coals with your hands.
Literally, then.
But I agree with you. If I see an alien game come out now, I sort of ignore it because I know it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't really ignore it. I'm very, very hesitant about me jumping out to buy it.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. I get you. So what's next on the list?
Probably talk about that, like, guy
oh
with his
god,
pizza.
Yeah, this fucking thing.
Right. For anyone that remembers, PSN was, like, hacked in 2008. Quite a while back there. The guy who did it was fine and stuff, but before, like, the FBI showed up, he... What was it? He smashed his computers and hid his hard drives so the cops couldn't find them. And literally...
How did they know they were hidden unless they found them?
They would have just been missing from the computers. So literally, the FBI didn't...
Yeah, usually when you look at the computer, you don't see a hard drive. You kind of assume he hid the hard drives.
I thought he had lots of external ones that he just hid.
No, it's because, like, simply because the FBI didn't have enough evidence to pin, like, the charges on him, he dodged a possible 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Instead, he got, like, a year's house arrest. He's also received 3 years probation and was ordered to get his high school equivalent certificate.
I bet you Sony's not really happy about that.
Yeah, that sucks shit. I hate when people do this sort of thing, simply because he got rid of the evidence.
I would care more if
that wasn't
good
for him.
PSN
sucks.
Well, that's just being a biased approach, but if that had happened to, like, Live or Steam, you'd be fucking rigid.
Yeah, but it happened to PSN. I'm happy than a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Ty on this one, which is rough.
He got told off with a year's house arrest. That's fucking bullshit.
Hey, stop it.
I would have gave him free 10 years of Xbox Live. I was him. That's a real nigga right there. Here's the money. It'll be like Watergate, but with fucking gay video game company.
He did say that, like, it was immature and arrogant of him that he got caught up with the wrong people at the wrong time, because it did happen when he was 18. He's 23 now, so you'd imagine he's a little bit more responsible.
Was he part of Anonymous or something, or what was his story?
Yeah, I think he was part of Anonymous, yeah.
I think Sony should hire him as a anti-hack guy.
That happens quite a lot with companies.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Yeah, people, like government, when the government gets hacked by people, they'll hire the people that hacked them. They won't even arrest them or anything. They'll just be like, hey, you, great job.
You awesome.
You fucked us over.
You know what it's like? It's like beta test. You know how companies want them to crash the servers?
Yeah.
Same shit. Because since the guy's American, he exposed the bad parts of the government's like anti-hack stuff. So basically, he did the government a favor of being hacked by an American who's just trying to fuck with the government, than like a terrorist trying to blow up or trying to fuck over the economy. You know?
Yeah. Today was a military made a supercomputer out of PS3s because it was cheaper than building a proper supercomputer.
Somebody made a website server that's hosted on original Xboxes.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, it's actually quite common to make a server tower. It is. It's stupidly cheap.
Well, compared to part of the alternative is cheap. It's not.
Is anyone getting Selby broken up?
Tiny bit, but not too bad.
Okay.
Thank God. Okay, so let's continue.
Are you sure you were okay? I wasn't a bit concerned about you.
Yeah, it still fucking burns, to be honest with you.
You okay?
Probably something on that or some shit.
Yeah.
Does it burn when you pee?
I drop the coal on my vagina. I mean, not my vagina. Oopsie, I messed up! I'm just gonna stop talking
now.
You said it,
you fucked.
Okay. I was gonna say vaginas, but then I fucked up and said vagina.
That we all know, though, it's been established.
Yeah.
Yep, yes, I do have a vagina.
Chris, what would you like to touch on next? Because that's pretty much the PSN thing. Hacker.
Touch on
that. Fuck off.
You guys want to talk about? You want me to talk about Guns of Icarus Online?
I guess.
Yeah. Ty's really into this new.
Okay, game. Here's what's going on to here, Sally. I'm going to kick you. I'm going to call you back. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I didn't host this call. Shit. Who hosted this call?
Sally, just drop out then.
Oh, it was me. Hi.
Or Skype.
Okay, so we dropping. I call you back.
Yeah, he's coming. He's away. All right, Ty. Talk about Guns of Icarus. Keep it short and to the main gameplay points. Then give it a horror.
Why do you guys get to talk forever and I get the short time? Huh?
I can't call Selby.
I'm calling right now.
Enjoying the call, yeah.
All right, well, put your dick in dirt and decapitated. Okay, so Guns of Icarus Online is fucking awesome.
Is he back here?
Is he?
Is he?
Selby, you need to quit Skype and hang up again.
Oh, he's doing it. So, this is an issue we're having quite frequently here. So, we'll deal with this soon. Sorry to all of us.
He's got ghetto connection.
That's not even that. It's just,
His connection's straight out Compton.
Is this because you're hosting?
Thank God it's America. Alright, so, Guns and Vickers Online is basically like a steampunk blimp fighting, like, okay, how I could compare it to is imagine everybody had a ship, like, just, like, talk about it as, like, warships, like, alright, you know what, fuck, I'm just gonna explain what the game is. So, basically, it's like, you battle with ships, and it's a four-man crew, and everybody has a blimp. And the blimp has different components to it, as the actual blimp, the air tube thing, has a repair node. There's the strength of the hull node, and there's your engines node. And what you have to do is you have to keep your blimp, like, repaired, or else it stops and shit. And well, the whole thing is you're trying to kill each other's blimps. And you can customize your blimp to have different weapons, like flamethrowers, a Gatling gun.
Right, okay, so that was a bit unfortunate. We had a few technical issues, though.
But one technical issue. Shelby's ghetto-ass connection.
See, a game for Shelby. Anyway, so Ty, you were talking about a blimp game.
Guns of Icarus Online. So it's a pretty old game, but they just started up a Kickstarter for it. That's they're adding a new adventure mode. And I picked it up because I saw Angry Joe and Total Biscuit start playing this game. And I was just like, wow, this looks awesome. So I picked it up and I started playing it with like random people in it. It's so funny. Like people get so into it. They'll start role playing as ship captains and you just feel like you're on a warship battling like other people's ships. It's so cool. Like I was playing with these couple kids and we were pretending like freaking English ship fire. It was awesome. It was like, pull the starboard fire cannons! And we were literally, I was like driving the ship, and I was like, we're raising it up, we're gonna flank them! And then I started turning around, I was like, fire the flamethrowers! And then we were like burning them, and it was awesome. And then like that, I was like, alright, we're coming at the port side, fire forward guns! Doom, 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 and it was awesome. And the guy was like, okay. And then I was kind of, you know, at first I was not that great at driving it. So I was like, okay, we're hitting the cliffs, repairs. And I was hitting it like really hard. Like I didn't know how to fucking turn this shit. So I'm trying to turn. I'm just like, Maze, repair the ship. And he's like, Captain, you have to avoid the cliffs. And I'm like, but the cliffs are so awesome. It was awesome.
It's the second time I've heard that story.
It's still great. So essentially it's like a, airship balloon combat game?
Yes.
Yeah, very steampunk. You have to create your character and everything.
Right up my
street.
And it's
like four-man crews. You have either two gunners, two repair guys, and you can, and you're the pilot. And it's just, it's fun. They have different types of warships too. Like there's like a big ass warship that moves slow as fuck, but it has like big gun, like these guns will like destroy a ship, but it's so easy to hit if you have like a, the ship I use is the smallest, fastest mobile ship. It's called the Squid. And I'll just go up behind the biggest ship's called the Spire. And I'll just start beating down on it. And then like there's other ships, like there's a big mothership type looking one. There's two other medium sized ships. And it's just a really cool game. I'd say pick it up and get it.
Hurry in.
Cheap.
Give it a hurry in, Ty.
It's $10. Ho rating, as of now, 22 out of 30. It's awesome.
Pretty solid.
It's a pretty solid game. When they add adventure mode, because it's strictly multiplayer, and the downside to it is you gotta have four friends. Or else you gotta rely on your teammates talking, being able to talk, and that kinda sucks. But, as long as you got four people, that's just the limitations. It's four people. And that's a real hitter, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, it's so cool four people, it's not as good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sure, we'll give that a play, and then...
Well, you guys will. Yeah, my graphics card.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it once we actually give it a bit more of a play.
So, Ty, you gonna give it a whole rating, or...?
You just did!
I said 22 out of 30! You fucking deaf?
I didn't actually hear that. It's cut out for me.
Potatoes making your hearing go bad.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm wearing potato earmuffs.
Makes sense.
Alright, so yeah, that's pretty good. We'll talk about that.
Okay, so yeah, the Wii's doing really well.
Well, right, the Wii U, it introduced something there recently, before we touch on that, about it actually being, taking the tablet portable and playing games solely on the tablet. Instead of like having to have the console with you and stuff. So that's quite clever.
The what?
Say it's just the controller. You take like the top of the controller and play a game on that.
Well, that's always been the way we use.
No, like you play the Wii U with as like a game on the TV screen, but you put instead this time you can take it away and play on the controller.
I think he's confused because you're telling him obvious shit.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're saying this as if it's a new announcement for the Wii U.
This is something people do since the second it launched.
Yeah, that was the whole draw of the Wii U.
In fairness, Jared hasn't ever used a Wii U.
Yeah, I recently sold mine.
Selby sold his the other day. And we just laughed as like, you're not making your money back on this.
No. I was furious.
Guaranteed to Selby. I guaranteed it.
Wait, going back to X and Y, are you guys gonna wait for the probably Z?
No.
Nah, yeah, definitely. No.
Yeah. Because you pick up X and Y and you get a really good team, and you trade them over to Z.
Yeah.
Keep that shit going. And it'll be awesome.
So, recently...
I'll send you this article, then you can take whatever the fuck it is from it.
Yeah. So
okay, maybe I'll play that.
Recently, I started this thing here, where...
Oh, wait, you guys want to talk about my Guns and Acres email about how awesome the support is?
Give me 2 seconds, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Recently, me and Selby have started this thing now, where I just to keep the NSLB guaranteed, because...
Guaranteed?
Shit's fitting in my bag. That's what's happening. Selby doesn't believe...
Oh, yeah. Chris has a magical bag. You can literally... I don't care what it is, okay? It could be a new Volkswagen Golf, okay? You would get it into that bag.
Guaranteed.
It's amazing.
It's just a thing now where something needs to be carried. I just look at Selby, just guaranteed. I just say guaranteed, and it goes in the bag.
Does it fit? It's weird. You got the whole Wii U in the box, into your school bag.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
That's the bag fucking Typhoon the goddamn ground to have my fucking Xbox in.
I have no idea what you just said, but yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did, you cunt.
What did I do?
The first day we met, you threw my bag, which had my Xbox and my Kinect, on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking first day we met.
The first day, I was like, yo, what's up, Lion? What the fuck's this bag doing here? And I just took my hand, I just swiped it off the bed. You're like, cunt, my Xbox is in it. And I was like,
I'm English now.
That accent.
I'm English now, am I?
Apparently so. Right, anyway.
God damn.
Okay, so apparently this thing Jared was trying to talk about with the Wii U is an adapter so that you can you can connect the control to the Wii U from like anywhere in the world. I think it's using Wi-Fi.
Apparently you can just take the Wii U anywhere with you now. It essentially makes it hook up to like a car battery and shit.
Yeah. So you don't...
Makes it completely portable.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's not just a control. You need to have the actual base of the console with you as well.
Alright, yeah, I see that now.
So, but yeah, it's not really making it portable so much as it's a travel adapter.
Yeah,
as long as you're willing to bring the Wii U, if you unplug it in, you can play the Wii U. But that's true of any console that you're willing to bring with you. Plug in. No, I know, but I mean, let's face it, we're about to hit the next generation of consoles. Maybe they'll get smaller.
Doubt it.
I mean, look at but the PS3 Slim isn't that much bigger than the Wii U.
That is true.
I mean, if you're going to take a console with you, I'm not a PS3 fan by any means. I'm an Xbox man the whole way. But, you know, do that. You know, when we're on the subject of Wii's, can me and Chris talk about the greatest game that was ever invented?
Yeah, we can.
Gotcha Force.
I got it working. So we guaranteed it?
My copy of Gotcha Force working after years.
You say finally. I just said Selby's got it working. You said no. I was like, guaranteed.
But now, Gotcha Force is an amazing game that came out for the GameCube. If you can find a copy, which, good luck.
Giz.
I highly recommend getting it and playing it. And good luck finding it. Now, we noticed we really wanted a copy of this, and we tried eBay and everything. And it's hard to get a copy on eBay for under 30 or 40 quid, which doesn't sound too bad for an amazing game.
It's a really good game, but for high quality and stuff.
Yeah. So me and Chris figured out that it would be cheaper to buy a second-hand Nintendo Wii and mod it to play GameCube games and then download the game than it would be to buy a copy of the game.
That's stupid.
Because you can buy a Nintendo Wii for 25 quid.
With a controller.
With a control. So you can buy the Nintendo Wii for 25 quid, take it home, mod it to play the game, and then download the game and play it, rather than just buying the game. Don't get me wrong, Gacha Force is more than worth the money. We, me and Chris are just poor, and didn't want to spend 30 quid on a game. But, oh man, it's so good though. And it's like a combination of Super Smash Bros, or Transformers, and Pokemon, with fucking chain guns thrown in there for good measure, and dragons. I can't express how good this game is. You have to play it.
The other day, I Facebooked a picture of a Selby playing the game after got it working, and then 3 hours later, Jared Skype called us and Selby hadn't moved.
I had not changed the thing. But why would I change positions? I had Gacha Force.
Yeah.
If you got a copy of Gacha Force out there that you don't want, feel free to post it to me and Chris.
Yeah. We'll sort something out on our coming website.
We'll take it off your hands. Free of charge, of course.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to say, oh, Ty's back at party, even though we haven't left.
I've already left.
Alright, so talk about my email now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I was playing Guns of Icarus, and I just go into all, like, I fucked up on my name, because I was typing it really fast, and I wasn't paying attention. I put switched A in the I for Captain, accident for her. So I was just like, fuck, how do I change? So I go in the alter, I was like, guys, how do you change your name? He's like, oh, well, at this time, names are permanent. Like, immediately, one of the guys, the support guys, told me, like, in chat, the dev, was like, oh, yeah, names are permanent. But, yo, if you email the guy, email us, we'll fix it immediately. So I was like, oh, okay, thanks a lot. Like, it was literally 2 seconds. And he's like, oh, I'll send you an email. And, like, four of the devs sent me an email. So I was just like, oh, shit, okay, cool. So I was like, thanks a lot, guys. And so I go on the email, I type the email, I sent it at 12 p.m. I got a reply like 30 minutes later. My email said this: hi guys, first off, before I get into my issue, you guys have amazing customer support. Wazulu and Cryan messaged me back in a matter of seconds, so props. So my issue is that I'm an idiot and I made my name Captain Fullmetal. Yeah, I spelled Captain. So if you guys could help change my name to Captain Fullmetal, that would be amazing. Also, so I was also having a problem because I wanted to name my ship the Flying Pussyfoot from the anime Bunkanoo. And I said, why is this not allowed? And I said, P.S. amazing game. I will soon be funding your Kickstarter after playing the game for one day. And I said, P.S.S. the reason I got this game is because I saw it on Angry Joe and Total Biscuit. So you guys might want to do more of these kinds of things again to get more people to buy your game. And I said, P.S.S.S.S.
God damn it.
Fuck Metacritic. And I said, P.S.S.S.S. Fuck Metacritic, this game is awesome. Because Metacritic gave it a 66. And the reason why they gave it a 66 is because they rated it when it was in beta.
You know, the problem is with Metacritic, it isn't made up like of one review. It's made up of a foundation of loads of people's reviews. So if it gets like really, really mediocre reviews, then it gets a low score. Therefore, people don't buy it.
Yeah, it's because they didn't rate it in beta. And then the guy sent, and like everybody says this game is awesome. And then the guy sent me back in 30 minutes. Oh, Ty, we're going to put this name change soon. It'll be frustrating, a misspelling can be. I'm sure that we don't have any naval officers wearing the wrong name, so we won't do the same to you. Rise and stand tall, Captain Fullmetal. And I was like, that sounds awesome. And then he goes, P.S., thank you. P.S.S., we are certainly seeing to the sex of doing this some more. P.S.S.S., we think so too.
Sweet.
But they didn't tell you why you couldn't call your ship the Pussyfoot.
Wait, I also got another email regarding that.
Oh, what did it say?
I got two emails by these guys.
Are you not going to tell us what the one about the Pussyfoot?
I think he's looking up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so just quickly on the Wii, not that I'm really curious, but Ubisoft are making a sequel for Zombie U, but I don't see it being any real game saver.
If they do some more like groundbreaking features with the Wii U and shit, then
I mean, we do have quite a few more things you do want to talk about here, so we're just going to go through them quite quickly here.
So Selby can go to sleep.
Not even that. Our storage space is very, very limited right now, so we'll be lucky if we can even put this one up.
We should buy a TARDIS.
No, we're not. Shut up, Selby. No, Selby, this is actually like a proper thing we have to be quite concerned about, unfortunately.
BioShock Infinite has apparently sold 3.7 million.
Still haven't played it.
Surprise there.
Still haven't played it.
Which isn't really surprising, but it is quite holy shit, that's a lot.
Still haven't played it, yeah. So, you know.
Same here,
still
so.
Haven't played it, but I love the other two Bioshock games, so.
Me too, big fan of the original two Bioshock.
Yeah, I've actually never finished the Bioshock game. Putting that out there.
Yeah, you should, man. Movie. You should, they're awesome.
Still have Bioshock 2, don't you?
Probably.
See, I just say something quickly about Bioshock, is that Bioshock is one of those few games that instantly created a classic character in the Big Daddies.
No, I'm not, just to clarify, I'm not saying we have to rush through everything right now, I'm just saying keep things moving a bit more, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's it. Like, as soon as box art was released for Bioshock and we saw the Big Daddies, that was a classic character.
Oh, yeah.
Created,
yeah.
Like that, like, in a second.
It's a genuinely simplifying design.
Oh, it is.
When you think of this generation of consoles, like, you know, you'd think, you know, Master Chief, Big Daddy, you know, things like that. Yeah, I'm going to give two examples right there, but, you know, it's 2 a.m.
But, I mean, the Big Daddies became so iconic, like the Bouncer Big Daddies that were on the box art became so iconic that when I saw Rosie Big Daddy, I was angry. I was like, it's the wrong ship. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It was horrible, but I got used to them. But it was awesome how they were able to create such an iconic character so quickly. I don't feel like there's another game with Bioshock in it, but I think it's an amazing game. I think I can't wait to play it.
I think Shelby's dying on us.
Are you streaming at all or downloading anything?
No.
Alright, fair enough. Just Selby's qualities dipping.
I mean, it's fine. Only the other real bit of news is the suspected name for the new Xbox is going to be the Infinity.
Yeah, Sword the Con. Infinity.
What's
Nobly?
SwordCon.
Yeah.
The idea is Infinity, Total Entertainment Package.
Thanks to Twitch has come to Xbox as well. Which I'm excited about.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because we've always wanted to do like streaming and stuff like that, but trying to get all the components and stuff for it's always been a hassle.
It's still not pretty user friendly.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, can you guys hear me okay? Am I breaking up?
You're breaking up a bit, but we can't hear you.
Well, what I was reading about Twitch is at the minute you can only watch, you can't stream out.
Yeah, well, it's obviously going to take a while before you can do outward.
Yeah.
But once you get the inward stream working, then it's just a matter of just.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
I'm very sorry to have to end this so abruptly this time, guys. It's just our storage space. Like, if you follow us on Facebook, you say I posted an image a few weeks ago showing how little space we had left. We now have even less than that on the site, which is unfortunate. We are currently like I said in the start of the podcast, we're currently working on getting things moved over for the new website coming soon and stuff like that.
We'll probably be sorted by that. By the next time we've been out with it.
This podcast is also a bit later than we were hoping it to be. We're not too sure if we're going to be getting another one out this week, but we will try. Oh, really, it depends on what comes up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we put it to this bit.
Yes, Selby does have prior engagement this week, so.
Yeah. Alright, so.
Unless anyone has anything else they want to talk about.
No.
America's great.
Okay, I'll do.
There's Pi Lion in the corner again.
Got him.
Alright.
Okay, so, I guess we'll wrap this up. Again, I have to apologize for ending so abruptly, but unfortunately it was necessary.
Yeah, we're thanks. Sorry.
Yeah, vagina.
Cheers for listening.
Thanks for listening, so, bye.
Think about America before you go to sleep, everybody. Adios.
What? Okay, everyone just got scrambled again. Okay, everyone say goodbye. So, bye.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Sure. Bye.